This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There have been so far in this 2022 Atlantic hurricane season three tropical storms, zero hurricanes, but forecasters still do say we're going to have a robust time of it, which is not great news. Almost 5 years ago, September 2017, Hurricane Irma hit southwest Florida real hard. And around the city of Immokalee, it took out tomato fields and citrus orchards and the manufactured homes of the Latin American workers who pick and process all those fruits and vegetables. Disaster relief did help for a while with food and clothing and hotel vouchers, but eventually those workers basically had to move back into the same kind of temporary housing. Now, though, there is a push for safe and permanent and affordable and hurricane-hardened places for those folks to live. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Right after Hurricane Irma blew through 5 years ago, I got a tour of the damage around Immokalee.
We are heading towards an area called La Rata. It's called The Rat.
Julia Perkins is a local organizer for the group Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
It's almost all rental housing, trailer parks, in disrepair. Here's one of the trailers that got blown off of its foundation.
5 years later, aside from some cleanup and repairs, not much has changed. I took another tour recently with Leonel Perez. He's a 36-year-old Guatemalan immigrant who started working in the fields when he was 20.
This is the main street. Everyone wants to live in this area to find work. And it's all trailers. In that one, there's like 10 people living there.
And each of them is paying upwards of $80 a week plus utilities. Perez says it's hard to save enough to move to better housing when you're picking tomatoes.
You're going to work without getting a salary that's fixed. It's always variable. That's field work. Sometimes you earn very little.
And there aren't many affordable housing options near shops and transportation to the fields.
There are like one or two families that are the landlords of mini trailers. You have to live with the conditions like they are.
The lack of safe, affordable housing was the most critical factor in preventing low-income families from escaping from poverty and exploitation.
That's Errol Buntsman, retired real estate executive turned affordable housing advocate. Buntsman came to Immokalee after Hurricane Irma to provide disaster relief and saw the long-term shelter problem facing farm worker families firsthand.
They had no choice but to rent shacks and trailers that were 50 and 60 years old with mold and mildew and cockroach dust, holes in the floors and ceilings. Still having it cost 65-70% of household income. There's not enough money left over for decent food, medicine, and clothing.
So Buntsman gathered local church leaders and community organizers and founded the Immokalee Fair Housing Alliance. The long-term plan is to build 8 apartment buildings, plus community and recreation facilities. There'll be 2 and 3-bedroom apartments for low-income households, renting for $650 to $900 a month. That is less than half what it costs to rent a trailer in town.
If we can help 128 families with safe, affordable housing that doesn't consume more than 30% of their household income, it'll stabilize the community, and then they'll have money left over to spend in the shops.
The Alliance bought the land, got the permits, and finished basic infrastructure and engineering with climate change front and center.
The hurricanes are going to get more frequent, and they're going to get stronger. So it's concrete block, steel reinforced, sprinklered, energy efficient, built beyond code, designed for 180 mile an hour wind, the same as for a disaster center.
We'd really like to be able to live there. It's a great opportunity for our family.
Bernabella Gonzalez picks tomatoes. Her husband does yard work. They have 3 school-age kids. After Hurricane Irma, a relative moved in with 3 more kids because a tree destroyed their trailer.
Our kids need space to study, and there isn't any the way we're living now. And it would be good to be charged an appropriate rent based on how much we earn.
Construction on the first 2 apartment buildings is slated to start this month. The Alliance has raised more than $5 million so far from churches, nonprofits, and individual donors. Buntsman says completing the project will cost another $15 to $20 million. In Immokalee, Florida, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.